Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, September 9th, 2014, and this is James Allen reporting. I am a member of Chicago Council 8, and I stand with and help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. Thursday marks the 13th remembrance of September 11th, 2001. How each of us honors the memory of heroes on that day may differ. However, our care and commitment to one another is fervent. Each year, we publish a list of events on our MEC website that are taking place across the country, dedicated to September 11th. If you are in the area on a layover or your schedule permits, we ask that you review the list of events and participate if possible. On September 11th, we will observe a moment of silence to honor our heroes on that tragic day. If you would like to participate, moments of silence will be held across the country at 8:46 a.m., 9:03 a.m., 9:37 a.m., and 10:07 a.m. Eastern Time, signifying the four lost flights on September 11th, 2001. Today, tomorrow, and every day, we will always remember September 11th, 2001. We know that our sisters and brothers who were working those flights on September 11th, who perished 13 years ago, were anything but ordinary. They were extraordinary individuals, our heroes forever. As we remember the events of 13 years ago and the many heroes, all first responders who were taken away from us on that tragic day in September, our recollections include fond memories of our colleagues who were on board those flights on that fateful day. They will always be our heroes and will forever bring an extraordinary meaning to the 11th day of September. While the September 11th remembrance events held across the country provide us with an opportunity to reflect on our lives lost, these events also provide us with the opportunity to reflect on our roles as safety professionals and first responders and to recommit ourselves to a vital role in aviation safety. We simply cannot turn our backs on those events and must keep in the forefront of our minds the lessons learned at the expense of those who perished. In our dedicated roles on board the aircraft, the most effective way to ensure the safety of the flight is working together using the standard operating procedures, which have been designed with the specific intent of protecting the crew and passengers in our care. We must avoid complacency. Any intentional effort to circumvent or deviate from standard operating procedure as a matter of personal convenience or preference should be discussed within the context of CRM. Use standard operating procedures and all aircraft-specific resources to control access to the flight deck whenever transitioning between the flight deck and the passenger cabin. Remain vigilant and situationally aware. These procedures have been developed as a matter of safety, not only for ourselves, but also for the passengers in our care. Most importantly, following these established procedures that were developed after the significant loss of our flying partners honors their memory. We will never forget. On September 10th, the leaders of the U.S. House and Senate will represent congressional gold medals in honor of the fallen heroes on September 11th. The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian award the U.S. Congress can bestow. These three medals will be struck in honor of the men and women who perished as a result of the attacks on September 11th, 2001, and will be provided, one to the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, one to the National September 11th Memorial and Museum in New York, and one to the Pentagon Memorial at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. The ceremony will take place on Wednesday, September 10th at 2014 at 11 a.m. Eastern Time in the Emancipation Hall of the United States Capitol Visitor Center. The ceremony inside the hall is by invitation only. However, we invite you to join pilots, flight attendants, and other airline employees in a silent vigil leading to the Emancipation Hall, who will be standing in uniform as a declaration of support. The vigil will start at 9 a.m., and if you live in the area, are on a layover, or your schedule permits, we ask that you lend your presence to silently honor the fallen. To view this event and others across the country, please visit the 9/11 Memorial page on our website. Effective immediately, the FAA has approved the use of small portable electronic devices for specific international locations. The current list can be found on Flying Together under In-Flight Services Alerts. We also encourage you to review the hot board in your domicile. We are receiving a high number of reports from flight attendants about the aircraft boarding door being closed before all FAR requirements are complete. Prior to closing the boarding door, the purser must advise the CSR that the bins are closed, exit row requirements are met, and all carry-on baggage is properly stowed. The reports we are receiving indicate that the flight attendants are being pressured to close the door before confirming that the FAR requirements have been met. If you encounter this, please file an ISAP report, previously known as OSAP. For more information about the ISAP program or to file a report, please visit our website. If you have any other questions, please contact your local Safety, Health, and Security Committee. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it is our future.